Oftentimes the debate arises, is the state intruding too much into the private lives of men and women? Sometimes folks wonder, are my telephone conversations being tapped? Are my conversations in general being bugged? Could it be that my mail or my email is being intercepted? And then of course there are the ubiquitous CCTV cameras, and people really feel that they're under surveillance so very, very often. And they wonder, is it healthy? Is it good? Is it necessary? I just want to say to you, your life is under constant surveillance. There was a woman in the Bible called Hagar who said this to God, "Thou God seest me." God saw her. She was aware of that. And the fact of the matter is, God sees you and God sees me. He not only sees us, but he hears us. And the Bible does make clear that in light of the great day of judgment, God is gathering evidence that will be used against men and women, evidence that will condemn them if they've died without a Saviour. What does God see and hear when he observes your life? Well, the Bible tells us that he sees even secret sins. He'll bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Again, it speaks about a day in the which God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. There was a man in the Bible called Achan, and Achan was one of Joshua's soldiers when they invaded Jericho. I'm sure you're familiar with that story. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. Well now, Joshua's soldiers were under instructions that they must not in any way interfere with any of the spoils of Jericho. They were devoted to God completely. But Achan, there in Jericho, somehow or another spotted a wedge of gold, a quantity of silver, a very expensive Babylonish garment. And as he eyed these things, his heart coveted them. Now, I don't know how he did it, but somehow, secretly, he got the gold and the silver and the cloak, and he buried them in his own tent. Neither friend nor foe was looking on. And in the secrecy of his own tent, he buried these items. He thought he'd gone undetected. But as the story unfolds, it becomes evident that God had been observing. And the bottom line is, Achan perished because God had noted his sin. So in reality, there is no such thing as secret sin as far as God is concerned. He observes everything that we do. Now that is quite chilling. It could be that in the past of your life there have been things that you've done and the memory of them brings a blush to your cheek. And you maybe regard them in the category of being skeletons in the cupboard. And you console yourself that no one ever found out. That's just part of your history. That's a secret that you have. Well, it was under surveillance. God observed it. And God noted it. And he will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. But God not only sees the things we do, but he hears the things that we say. And the Lord Jesus Christ in his preaching one day said that for every idle word that men speak, they will give an account in the day of judgment. Idle words. How often we tell lies? Now you might say, well, I'm not a big liar. Maybe I tell some white lies. There are no such things as far as God is concerned. They are all as black as coal as far as God is concerned. You see, my friend, the Bible says God hates a lying tongue. So telling lies is most distasteful to God. And when we attempt to deceive other people, God does listen in and God notes it in the record in heaven. So he hears the lies that we tell. Not only do people tell lies, but sometimes they violate another of God's laws by using his name as an oath, or the name of his son as a swear word. It's so remarkable that people who say that they don't believe in God, or that they don't believe in Jesus Christ, oftentimes have their names on their lips, but in blasphemy. The Bible says the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. God hates it when people use his name carelessly like that. He listens in. He notes it in the books. But then, sometimes people tell jokes that are unwholesome, and the Bible speaks of that as filthy communication that proceeds out of our mouths. And oftentimes these days, the comics amuse people by telling their dirty jokes, and then these are relayed. And in offices and in factories, the atmosphere is blue because people are recounting these smutty stories. God hates it. He listens in. He records it. All these things are in the books, the idle words that men speak. So he observes what we do, even secret sins. He listens in to what we say. And for every idle word we speak, we give an account in the day of judgment. But another thing is this. The Bible does make clear that he is aware of the thoughts that pass through our minds. Sometimes we might think that our thoughts are very private, and that these thoughts are never expressed in words or in deeds. But God has taken note of these thoughts. In the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, he says this, I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. And sometimes people harbour in their hearts jealous thoughts. And sometimes there's a bitter hatred burning there. Or sometimes their minds are preoccupied with things that are rather filthy. One way or another, our thought life can be tarnished. And God takes it all in. I sometimes think that if we were able to put a screen up and project onto that screen all the things that have passed through our minds in a day, well, if we were in company, we would slink away embarrassed and ashamed. Sometimes our thought life is so unwholesome, and yet God observes it. The holy God of the universe observes it. Now, I've got good news for you. The Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, that is, whether it be sin in thought, or in word, or in deed. The record of the sins that we've committed, yes, it can be blotted out in a moment of time, because the Lord Jesus died upon the cross. His blood cleanses from all sin. Isn't it good that he loved us? Isn't it wonderful to think that he came to this world? He came deliberately, he came to die. His death was a horrific death. The pains of crucifixion were experienced by our Lord Jesus Christ. But beyond the physical tortures, there was the sin-bearing. The Bible says, God, the Lord, made to meet on him the iniquity of us all. Where I come from, we sing a hymn. All our sins were laid upon him. Jesus bore them on the tree. God, who knew them, laid them on him, and believing, we are free. So because he died, because he gave his life in sacrifice, because his blood was shed, our sins can all be cleansed. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. But of course, so that the record can be blotted out, we've got to repent of these sins. It was Peter who preached this in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3. Repent and be converted, he said, that your sins may be blotted out. That dark record can be erased at a stroke if you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But you've got to do it. I want to ask you, does the record of your sin still stand? Or has that record been blotted out, to use the words of the Bible? Well, the blood of Jesus Christ makes it possible for the record to be blotted out, but on your part, you must repent, you must believe, and your sins will be blotted out. Well, God sees, and God hears. But I want to tell you, he will see if your heart is contrite. He will hear if you're willing to call on his Son for salvation. You see, the Bible encourages us to call on the name of the Lord. It says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter was one of the men in the Bible who quoted this. And of course, in his own experience, he knew the value of calling on the name of the Lord. Well, his was a physical experience. You may remember the occasion when he was walking in the water towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he began to sink. And as he began to sink, as terror filled his heart, he called out, "Lord, save me." Well, the Lord did save him. The Lord stretched forth his hand and caught him. The Lord rescued him. Now, what he did for Peter in a physical way that day, he will do for you in a spiritual way. If you call on the name of the Lord, "Lord, save me," he'll save your soul. He'll rid you of the awful, loathsome plague of sin. He'll set you on the road that leads to heaven instead of to hell. So just keep in mind that you're under surveillance. God is observing. Now, maybe some of you who are listening to this are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to remind you that you are under surveillance as well. The Lord is observing your life, and he knows all about the trials through which you pass. I've just been referring to Peter walking on the water towards the Lord Jesus. There was another occasion when the disciples of Christ were in a storm, and the Bible says Jesus saw them toiling in rowing. He observed them. He knew the difficult circumstances through which they were passing. And it could be that at present you are in the storms of life. It could be that a tremendous tempest has been whipped up, and you just don't know where to turn, and you're distressed. Well, be encouraged. Jesus sees you toiling and rowing, and he'll come to you walking on the water. I hope you'll welcome him into these circumstances. I hope that you'll see that he is able to sympathize, and he is able to strengthen you in these circumstances. Now, I address myself again to those of you who've never believed on him. If you've never experienced the storms of life, let me warn you that they are coming. You need the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior in light of the great eternity. He is the only one who can fit you for heaven. But for this present life, you need him as a shepherd, as a companion, as a friend, because the storms of life are coming. And you need someone who will support you and strengthen you along the pathway of life. So, in an age when we're all aware of surveillance, people are watching, things are overhead at times, let's remember that God sees all things. Thou, God, seest me. And in light of the fact that God sees and hears, make preparation to meet him. Make sure that the record of your sin is blotted out by believing on the Lord Jesus, who died and rose again. Trust him. Trust him now, and enjoy his great salvation in your life.